Why did you choose to conduct this study in the form of a questionnaire?
The reason why we use a questionnaire was just to make an investigation among the practices of EBMT centers. It was not a formal study, but just to see if the practice of EBMT centers that were mainly in Europe were according with the recommendation, or there were other practices that we didn't know.
The data from this survey showed that only 14% of transplant centers routinely screened for BK polyomavirus infection prior to hematopoietic cell transplantation, while 93% relied on post-transplantation surveillance for diagnosis. Does this passive surveillance strategy delay early intervention for hemorrhagic cystitis? Would you recommend incorporating BKPEV screening into the routine pre-transplant process?
Yeah, the problem here is to try to anticipate as soon as possible the diagnosis of BK virus related hemorrhagic cystitis. So regarding the practice of my center, I monitor the patient during the first phase, at least especially during the first months of a transplant, or first or second months, because if I saw an increasing the appearance of positivity for BK virus PCR or an increasing viral load, I can when I have the first signs of hemorrhagic cystitis, so pain or macrohematuria, I start as soon as possible cytophobia. Because I think that early treatment is very important to avoid that the patient can progress to severe form of cystatic hemorrhagia, so grade 3, grade 4, that are very uncomfortable and painful for the patient.
Studies have noted a high degree of heterogeneity in the management of HC, for example, platelet transfusion thresholds, cytophobia administration, etc. Is this reflective of the evidence-based nature of the field? Does this reflect a lack of evidence-based medicine in this area? And does the EBMT Infectious Diseases Working Group plan to promote expert consensus on HC management?
I think there is no specific guidelines about this problem. So what is the right threshold for platelet transfusion in this field, or for management of this complication? Because it is a very niche complication limited to patients that undergo bone marrow transplantation. But in general, I think that for every patient that has a bleeding situation, it is important to increase the level of platelet. For example, when you need to perform a surgical intervention in patients that have a low count of platelet, you maintain by transfusion the platelet above the 50,000. So I think that the limit using the threshold of 30,000 is the minimum that you must do, and if you are able, using the threshold of 50,000 is very important to try to block the bleeding at least in the first week after the start of this complication.